You're listening to Podcateers.
Welcome to episode 507 of Podcateers. This week, the Jonas Brothers and the Bluey crossover we didn't know we needed. Mel becomes Maleficent, using tool sheds to bring a little Disney magic to your backyard. Epic Mickey is coming to next-gen consoles. Monsters go back to work. Universal goes Minecraft. Plus, we attempt to seed the March Mayhem participants live. We would love for you to join the conversation by joining us over on our social networks, including Instagram and Facebook, but we would love for you to join us over on Discord. Joining our community is super simple. Just head on over to podcateers.com/links and click on the Discord button to join the community. Before we start the episode, we would like to take a moment to acknowledge a very special group of listeners known as the FGP Squad, our podcast fairy godparents, because it's their support via Patreon that helped make these episodes of Podcateers possible. As part of the FGP Squad family, you get some additional perks like exclusive discount codes for Podcateers gear, additional content that we've uploaded to Patreon, access to our happy hour calls when we get an opportunity to do those, giveaways, and more. For more information on how you can become part of the FGP Squad family, we invite you to check out podcateers.com/FGP. And of course, a super special thank you goes out to the FGP Squad for their continued support. So that is going to wrap up the intro for this episode. This was really fun because we've never seeded March Mayhem live this way. We've relied on help or random number generators, and this was just a little different, and it was pretty fun. So expect the final bracket to be posted soon. You'll be able to get a copy over on Discord. We'll also post it on Instagram if you want to participate. Make your predictions, because as we have in the past, whoever gets the closest will get a prize to be announced at some point in the future. So that's it. That's going to wrap it up. We're going to jump into the episode. If this is your first time hanging out with us, welcome. We hope that you enjoy the episode and that you come back for more. And of course, if you've been hanging with us for a while now, welcome back, friends. This is episode 507 of Podcateers. You know, if I didn't think that we were going to get a copyright strike from YouTube, because, you know, they love to do that to us, I would love to either start the podcast, or, you know how we started talking about doing the, like, the ads so that we can cut away and, like, drink water,
I gotta work
or go to the bathroom and all that stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. They're not ready, but either way, you know, because that's on the horizon, it got me thinking, like, that's great, but, like, now we're going to have to think of, like, you know, the music that we use to transition and, like, how we come back from commercials and stuff like that. And at some point, I would love the opportunity to come back from commercials or intermission the way that the Jonas Brothers did. They were in Australia at a concert at one of their concerts this past weekend, and some guy's on stage, and he's got, like, a flute, and he's, like, playing. But he's playing, a slow tune, and I heard it, and I was like, man, that sounds super familiar. Then the drums hit, the lights turn on, he starts playing faster. It's... Joe! Nick! Kevin! And then it goes on and it says Jonas. It's the entire Bluey song. That was a horrible rendition on my part.
It was lovely. It was lovely.
I mean, look, at least we're not going to get copyright strike from YouTube.
You never know. Anybody can do anything if they really want to.
They might decipher it and be like, that was the Bluey theme through and through.
More than 7 seconds.
Right. So it was great because they had, like, the big Bluey style letters coming up on all the screens for, like, each of their names, and they ended with Jonas. And so they finally came on stage and everybody's, like, going nuts over the Bluey theme inside of the arena. It was, like, it's pretty crazy. So at some point, I just want YouTube to let us use the Bluey theme to come back from an ad once we start doing those, or even start the podcast after our theme song fades out. It just, you know, we just start with the Bluey theme.
Maybe that would one be day.
That would be welcoming.
Sponsored by Bluey. Right? Rocketeers, sponsored by Bluey.
By the way.
Bluey cast.
By the way, the Bluey video game is now part of Xbox Game Pass.
There's a Bluey video game?
There sure is. And I had seen clips of it, and I thought, it looks like hot garbage. I downloaded it, and I played it. And if you have children that are into Bluey, it is a fun game to play with them.
Oh, okay.
It's very simplistic. You know, you're going around their house collecting just different artifacts. Like, one of the things is, like, you're collecting three map pieces.
Yes, artifacts.
Like, well, you know, that's... The artifacts are, like, their unicorn, like, their sticky gecko on the ceiling and stuff like that. No, that's in episode 5. That comes much later. Like, the Eye of Mara's in there somewhere. It's pretty crazy. But it's a fun little game. You know, you can play up to 4 people. So you can, like, play as any one of the characters. And
like any single one of the characters? Or just
of the four primary characters. Okay. Like, you could be Bandit Chili, Bluey, or Bingo. Ooh. And I am not ashamed to say that I played it, and I had my kids play with me. And it was pretty fun for the half hour that we played.
Did you play as Bandit?
I sure did.
You know it.
Listen. There is a reason why he's on my water bottle.
Nice. Okay.
It kind of looks like you.
It kind of does. One of these days, we're just going to have to do like a sticker reveal on everything. Should I just do a quick sticker reveal of what I have? Okay, so Bandit, and then there's like this e-ticket thing. I had like...
Yep.
Yeah.
You can see it.
Okay, e-ticket. There it is.
Yep.
And then... Robert Fettuccini. For those of you listening for some time, know that we went through this whole Robert Fettuccini phase on that's Boba Fett's like full name. Wrestling fans will know that that's my next neck tattoo. It's the Nightmare Family logo for Cody
next
Rhodes.
Neck tattoo? You got one already?
Yeah, I'm getting one like right here, just like Cody Rhodes did.
Okay.
Then, of course, representing Quizneyland.
Hey, I don't even have one of those on my water bottle. I should
representing my ducks. And then
quack.
The podcast, Team Boat Willie. And then Baby Groot.
Aww.
Is Groot.
And then my label. Where is it? There it's so go. Weird. I'm like, I should just look at the bottle. Yes. And then Hattie, because come
the
on, man.
The most awesome sticker.
Good old Hattie. Oh, we can do mine, too. I don't have a ton on mine. Most of these are made by Hazen. I have my
Wed.
Nice.
Dun, 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 dun. This is a Haunted Mansion one. I got this one for Christmas.
I love that sticker.
I don't know who made it. Do-do-do-do-do. Take Heed. Hazen made me that one. That's my favorite one. There's the plaque.
Nice.
You can't see it. I'm bad at this. And there's the SEA logo. That's all I got on here. I used to have a Piketeers one in this area, but it fell off.
It sounds like I got to send you more stickers.
Yeah, I got a whole thing. I need more stickers. I love stickers. It's my favorite.
I should send you more stickers.
I collect so many stickers. My Tony Baxter pin is falling off my microphone. Did
I tell you that I got one of those like sticker books to consolidate all of my stickers?
Mm-hmm.
It's put away on the shelf. Next episode, if I remember, I'll grab it so I can show you some of the stickers that I put in there. If not, it's not a big deal. But I got one of those books, and I started consolidating all the stickers. I like it a lot, actually, because I can kind of just leaf through the pages and look at all the stickers like, that were just sitting
stickers.
In a box somewhere.
Yeah.
True.
Somebody we know and love named Jill was my Secret Santa this year. And sent me a 100-pack of Disney stickers from Amazon. And
perfect.
So I'm like, wow. So I went through them all because like these are from Amazon, so you know they're probably not licensed. You never know. So I went through them all and put them in little stacks. I should have pulled them in, but I'll have to send a picture or whatever.
Next episode, there we go.
There was only two that were a little off, and one was a Mickey Mouse, and it had like Russian writing behind it. And then the other one was a genie, but it was like a very off model genie. He had like a weird round head and it was not very genie, but all the rest of them were just like, no, it was like he was blue, but he had like a round head. It was weird. I should go find it, but it was very silly. But I never sent Jill a text. So, hey, Jill, thanks for the stickers and the other. What Jill got me also a journal to read on the toilet or something. It was very silly.
All right.
Those just came in.
Whose journal?
What do you mean? Whose I don't know. It's like, I don't know if it, I have to go and like actually look at it because I can't tell if it's like a book that you read or if it's like a log to like log your bathroom visits or something. Bring it on next week. I'll bring it with me in here and we can go over this poop book.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of journals, I know it's a weird transition, but speaking of journals, we were talking earlier about Gravity Falls and Bill Cipher came up and all that stuff, mm-hmm. but we were, remember several weeks ago we talked about the Book of Bill and how I pre-ordered it?
Yep.
So, I don't know if either one of you watches Game Theory on YouTube, but MatPat, who is the host of Game Theory and a bunch of other shows, is essentially retiring from YouTube. He put out this video that at the end of this week, I think, that we're recording this episode, he's leaving YouTube. He is going to be running the company and stuff like that because he runs it with his wife. He and his wife had a couple shows together and they hosted together and everything. But he's been on YouTube for 13 years. And without fail, like every week, one video at least, multiple sometimes. And the Game Theory videos or all the movie or the film theory videos, rather, are really well researched. There's a lot of production value that goes into them. Like I've admired the work that MatPat has done mm-hmm. on the film theory and all the theory channels, basically, for years now. And he released another Gravity Falls video this last week, and he talked about the Book of Bill and how he was sad that it wasn't going to be released prior to him leaving YouTube and everything. Mm-hmm. And I found something out in his video that I didn't even know existed.
Oh,
and now I was flabbergasted at how expensive this now is. Okay.
Oh boy.
So in 2016, they released Journal Number 3. Right, I've shown you the book. It's mm-hmm. I don't.
Yep.
No, it's in the bookcase in the living room. I don't have it here, but they released Journal Number 3, and it was basically a duplicate of the one that Dipper has in the show.
Mm-hmm.
People were excited, and the only problem with that was that there were screenshots that Alex Hirsch had shared at one point that with a black light, you could see there was like little drawings of Bill Cipher and stuff like that. And when people got their Journal 3s, they were like, what the heck? Where's my black light? And people ran black lights and there was nothing. There was nothing that made it authentic.
Oh.
So in 2017, he released a rerun that was specially packed in this like white paper that said like Project 616. I don't know. That's probably that. I don't remember what it says.
That's a Marvel thing.
Yeah. And I almost said 626. I was like, that, but that's Stitch. But
yeah.
Anyway, the point is that it was wrapped up and it said like confidential and everything. And when you opened it, this one actually had UV ink with the drawings that you could see with a black light in the show.
Mm hmm.
And at the time, I presumed that it was just like in the other book, it was like $15, $20 at your Barnes & Noble or whatever, Amazon, whatever the case was at the time. I went on eBay, and the least expensive of these books is currently $3,700, and the most expensive is $5,000.
So it was a limited edition kind of run sort of thing?
It was. Each one of them was numbered, and it did have like a whatever of 10,000 inside of it.
Oh, okay.
Alex Hirsch says that he ended up keeping like 45 of them for himself, just as a, you know, to make sure that he had it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I... Talk about winning the lottery, right? You know, those goals you set for yourself. Like, if you ever win the lottery, like, what do you want? I want this.
Set that alert on Thrift Books. Maybe somebody will put it on there.
I don't know if y'all could see that.
Yeah. That's cool.
So,
that,
So there's the price.
Five G's. $5,000. How many people have saved that to their thing? 60-something people?
Yeah.
All these 60 people are...
85 people.
85 people, when they win the lottery, are going to end up buying.
Yeah.
So anyway, if I ever win the lottery, on my list, but if somebody out there has just a ton of money to burn and you don't know what to burn it on, you want to get me that, we got a P.O. box.
Exactly.
If you need that to live somewhere, I could live here on the shelf with the other books.
Like, if you'd like to donate.
Hazen will take care of it.
Yeah, I'll take real good care of it. Yeah.
Look, I even have a little black light I could use that I was using for the other cards
that
I bought, right?
We're prepared.
So I'm prepared. I'm ready. I'm ready. Whoever wants to send this to me, I'm good to go. Good to go.
Speaking of eBay, Hazen, are you done talking about this book? Because I got some stuff in the mail.
From
and
the
I wanted to show you.
Well, one of them's from eBay. So they're both gifts. Now, this first one I'll show you came from eBay, I know, because I helped pick it out. It was my Valentine's Day gift for my wife, but I forgot about showing it on the podcast. And I was like, I'm going to be showing stuff today, so I'll show everything. So the first thing is very niche, but I think it's fun. This is a giant fork and spoon.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
So one of my favorite shows on television, or well, it's not anymore. Everybody Loves Raymond is one of my favorite TV shows. So in Frank and Marie's kitchen, there's a giant fork and spoon on the wall.
Wow.
And there's a whole bit about it where she pulls the fork and spoon off the wall and it's clean behind it. She puts it back. She's all mad. So I've always wanted a giant fork and spoon. And so now I have this giant fork and spoon. And here it is, and I'm very happy about it. And I've been hanging on the wall. I had to do some research on finding it, like what these are. And so they're like weird little, if you put them this way, they're kind of like, it's like a tiki totem almost carved into the handles. These are massive. Giant forks and spoons. They're made out of like teak or something. I'm not 100% sure. They could be made out of like palm wood. I'm not 100% sure on what they're made of, but they're vintage. They're very cool. So giant forks.
That's so funny.
Cool.
As soon as you brought them up, the very first thing I thought of was the Everybody Loves Raymond episode. And I could hear Deborah and Frank arguing about Marie being angry about the big fork and spoon.
And then my other thing was a Christmas gift that ruined the surprise.
Oh.
Anyway, this is a Christmas gift I got from my wife. It was very much back ordered. This is, I don't know where to put it. The microphone's
going
to go over
where's
here.
Where's the timer of how long the line is?
That's in a box. It's a separate
box.
Shouldn't
it say like 120 minutes underneath that or
exactly.
something?
Exactly. Indie time.
Yeah.
I should make one of those. Actually, so this
like
is
5 minutes.
This is one of my Christmas gifts that was back ordered. This is from, if you don't follow his Instagram, you should probably follow it. Nick's Fix Las Vegas. He does a lot of CNC artwork and stuff. I'm very happy to have a piece of his.
That needs to be hung.
It's going to be.
Oh,
I will be. I want to put the rope, you know, around here like it's hung on the ride and have the. Or outside the attraction and have the bamboo pole or whatever it is hanging from it.
That's so cool.
So, yeah. So this
I feel like sending you a little palm tree that you could put right next to it.
So that's the mailbag for this week. I had
so cool.
I got all kinds of fun stuff, but yeah, that's very cool. So I have a project to work on. Putting some rope on. So I thought that was very fun. Everybody should follow Nick's Fix Las Vegas if you haven't.
That is awesome.
He makes it. They're on Etsy. You can buy one, but they're like a, you know, you order it and then he makes it and then, you know, it takes a while. So she ordered it in December, but it came February because that's, you know, big back
worth
order,
it.
But it's completely 100%
worth it.
It's
totally.
So cool. I'm so happy to have it.
Oh man, that is so cool. I mean, I got stuff in the mail too, but it wasn't that cool.
I felt these were kind of cool, so I wanted to share with the world. You know, the whole world watches so the show, so I need to share it with them.
That's true. The whole world does watch.
Whole world.
Yeah, they used to just listen. Now they can watch.
Now they can watch on the YouTubes. Yeah,
that's true. All right, let's get on with some other Disney stuff from this week. Mel,
what?
you dove into Dreamlight Valley with the update, right? The monsters thing, finally?
Yeah, I did.
How far have you gotten? Like, what's going on in Mel's Valley right now?
I'm trying to work on the new star path, that's for sure. Have I done much? No. I think I'm playing too much with just my character because my character is so cool looking. Pretty much I look like Maleficent. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Because beforehand, you could only put blush. And the blush would only be like this. So it's like, I couldn't get, you know, the face or whatever. And now with the features, you could change your skin tone. You could change it to like a different color or a different pattern. And then I was like, oh, wait, I could change the nose. I could change the chin. And voila. I was like, oh, and the eyes. The eyes are the best part because, dude, they're free. And I thought I was going to be paying for it. So I know I'm a little loud right now because I'm all excited, but.
I got to open this game back up, man. It is
I'm just so cool.
There's another star path. I got to get going.
And the stuff on there is, you want to play it because it's really cool stuff. I need to play a little bit more this weekend, but I did share two pictures to show like the closest that I am as Maleficent, so I don't have to wait for her anymore. It's fine. I
who cares? You are Maleficent.
I am. So I've been actually doing that, just playing, like just running around doing things and forgetting I have a star path. But yeah, the Monsters Inc. update is so awesome. Thank you, Dreamlight Valley. Yay.
Yeah.
Like, we could be different.
It was a fun addition. Pardon me. When I started playing, so I didn't know like which of the two profiles I wanted to start playing on.
Mm-hmm.
And originally my idea was to try to record content and stream it and everything. And like work has just like, I've just had so much to do the last couple weeks that I've played, but I've played late. And by then, yeah, I don't have the energy to like stream or anything. I don't want to like, you know, go online or anything. So I started playing on the second profile that I started, which I feel like now in many ways has become my primary profile because when I set up the second one, it was just the whole, I just want to play. I don't want to record content. I don't want to do anything with it. It's just another account that I can play on and just have fun. And even though it was my secondary, it has become my primary because it's the one I play the most
on. Is this the Xbox one?
This is the PlayStation one.
The PlayStation one.
Yeah, because that's the one that I couldn't port my game over from. And so because I couldn't port it, I had to start a whole new game. And I figured, all right, I'm going to make this one totally different. I'm going to design it different. I'm going to have a different character. I'm going to like everything, you know, so that eventually when we have multiplayer, we can cross Valley. And then we got multiplayer and I still can't do it because Gameloft doesn't want to allow crossplay between like consoles or like PC or anything. So damn it, Gameloft, get on that. Anyway, so I played it on that one. And it was fun. Like, the scare floor looks so good. Like, it's a small little room, obviously, that you're playing in. But it looks so good. And there's all these, like, little, like, Easter eggs and hidden things within it. Make sure that when you finally start playing... You already brought Sully and Mike to your valley, right?
No.
No? Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I haven't played yet.
So I'm going to give you a couple of tips. I already brought them into the valley. explore everything.
Okay.
Because there's going to, obviously, because you're on the scare floor, there's desks, there's file cabinets, there's a bunch of other stuff. Explore everything.
Okay.
Because there are hidden things that will play into additional items that you get once you complete that portion of the star path.
Ooh, okay.
Or once you complete that realm, once you bring Sully and Mike into the valley. There's also like little hidden Easter eggs. I'm going to just tell you one of them so that you know to look out for it. And look out for it. You'll know when to look when the story happens. But look for the days without an accident counter. Pay attention to it when you first start playing and then throughout the game.
Okay.
It's also really fun because the doors play a part in it.
Nice.
You actually physically go into the doors, into other rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like other little rooms within that realm because
nice.
You're basically going into these kids' rooms to get intel and stuff like that. I feel like I have an eyelash in my eye. Sorry. So, yeah, it's a really fun realm to play. It doesn't take very long. I think I completed the entire thing in just about an hour.
It's not like the Beast one where you have to run every freaking down 1,000 long hallways and try
this
to...
one. No. This one was a little easier because it's really just contained within the boundaries of the scare floor. The initial like task to get into the scare floor is requires you to become a monster. So, like, using the new tools and the new skin tones and the eyes and everything to enter the scare floor was a lot of fun because you get to play with all those settings and everything. So, let me know when you start playing. Andrew, I hope you have I know you have, like, a show that you're prepping for and everything in the next, like, week and a half, 2 weeks.
I sure do.
If you have an opportunity to open the realm. At least check out the realm.
Oh, yeah.
The Star Path ends in like 30 days. So if you.
I got time.
Path,
I got time. I just got to. So I got my wife games for Christmas on the Switch. We have one Switch. And so she was playing it for a while, which I was happy because she's playing the games that I bought for Christmas. But then, so I was playing. I was busy doing Monopoly. You know, I'm stuck on this friggin' Monopoly game. So now. I've completed my album on Monopoly, so I'm not as,
Your stickers?
Well, I got all my stickers in Monopoly. I'm on my second round of stickers now.
Nice.
So I'm not as, glued to that. So maybe I'll have some time to, you know, in the middle of the night, play some Dreamlight Valley.
All right. It'll be fun. They've made a lot of changes. I could dedicate an entire episode to Dreamlight Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, I know I've been talking to our pal Jason about doing like a game podcast or like a game stream or something where we just kind of play games and just talk while we're like playing.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be a good opportunity for us to finally launch that because there was, I would want to talk about changes that come to the game while we're talking about other stuff because, man, they're at a point where they're even bringing back old Star Path items. So if you started playing late and didn't get an opportunity to do, let's say, the Pixar Fest Star Path or the Disney 100, the anniversary Star Path that they had. Like all those initial ones from when they first started, like when they first launched the game, the Star Path itself isn't coming back, but the items will be available for purchase in Scrooge's shop. So I don't know what the pricing is going to be. I hope.
Did he freeze?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Whoa, that was weird.
Welcome back.
Everybody there still? Yeah. That was weird. Everything just shut down for a second. I was like, oh, that's... First I hear thunder outside. I don't know if you heard it, but there was like thunder outside. And then everything froze. I'm like, oh, what is happening here?
Well, so, that's the end of the episode. Goodbye, everybody. Happy trails, whatever Hazen says.
I guess we should mention that there is a storm outside.
Yeah, this is what happens when stuff is live, right?
Yep.
Anyway, Dreamlight Valley. Go back and play. It's awesome. I'm having a lot of fun with this new Monsters update. Also excited because we got an announcement that Epic Mickey 2 is now coming to next-gen consoles.
Is it called both of them?
Well, Rebrushed, I think, is... Is it just two, or is it going to be both
Must be both of them, because Rebrushed...
It's going to be the collection, right?
Yeah, because Epic Mickey 2 is called Epic Mickey, The Power of Two.
Yeah, okay. So Rebrushed is going to be the compilation of both of them. Cool. So yeah, I was super excited because Andrew sent this to us. They had a trailer where it was launching for the Switch, and I remember playing both of these games. I loved them. And I never got an opportunity to finish either one of them. So now I feel like I'm getting a second chance. What most excites me about this is that it's going to be available for next-gen consoles. So if you don't have a Switch and you prefer to play on an Xbox or PlayStation, it's going to be available on other consoles as well. So there's another game that we can add to the list of stuff we can play.
It's Epic Mickey's such a good game. Like, one of the few games I've ever completed. Both Epic Mickeys.
Nice.
I didn't
Were
like
you 100... satisfied at the end?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. It's been such a long time because I played them right when they first came out. I remember having a good time playing the games and just having like the game mechanics are fun. I remember in the first one because it was on the Wii. Like the camera stuff was a little weird, but they fixed that in the second one because I played on Xbox at the time. I remember having such a good time just with the references alone to, you know, all the like defunct attractions and stuff that are in the wasteland. Like Cyborg Goofy and all this. Yeah. It's such a cool concept of a game. I'm excited to play it. I'll probably download it on the Switch just because it's easier to play, you know, handheld and stuff will be fun. I still have them. I have Xbox and Wii stuff still. I didn't 100% the games because that wasn't like a thing I was like knew about or was into because I was like never really been like super into video games, but I like completed the storyline.
Gotcha.
Maybe I'll go back and try and 100% them on Switch or something.
I mean, if you're on other consoles, I know that people are really big into trophy hunting. Mm-hmm. My son is really big into trophy hunting. He wants to complete everything 100%, especially like on PlayStation. I think it's a bigger thing because you could platinum trophy. Like
this
some of
is
them.
For like the like game, the ones that like pop up, not like
gotcha.
In game,
okay.
Right? Is that what it is? Like,
yeah. So there's like in game quests or tasks that you have to do, and then outside of the game, you can
get a
trophies
for
each one of the tasks.
It's like talk to Goofy 9 times, bloop, and then you get a trophy.
Yeah,
or whatever,
exactly,
you know?
And. He was kind of okay with just getting a bunch of trophies, and then I 100%ed Hogwarts Legacy. Like I platinum trophied Hogwarts Legacy, and then I platinum trophied both Spider-Man games and Miles Morales. And then he's like, Well, I'm gonna do that too now. And so now he's been trying to platinum as many games as possible. But it's fun. I mean, some of the quests are like super difficult. That's gonna be really fun. I'm like the biggest game that I've been waiting for PlayStation is Kingdom Hearts, the latest one. And
are they making
been,
like a fourth one or whatever?
They're making another one, and they teased it a couple years ago.
Gotcha.
And they didn't have a release date. It was just kind of like, hey, by the way, this is coming at some point.
That was like when they re-released everything. Then they teased the new one.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm still looking forward to that at some point. I hope I get an opportunity to play, before the next-gen console comes out. But that's how it works, right? Sometimes you just have to wait years and years and years. Apparently, there's also a new Switch coming, a Switch Pro or Switch 2 or something.
Oh, I got to get one of those.
Yeah. Hopefully, it won't crash as much.
Yeah, maybe they should do the thing. They should do the thing that I said where the dock has more, like, RAM in it or whatever. So
that'd be good.
You play on the TV and it's better.
Yeah, I agree. All right, well, we got a few other things that we want to talk about, including talking about this year's bracket for March Mayhem, where we are going to Springfield, and we're pitting Simpsons characters up against each other. But before we do that, I do want to remind you that this episode of Podketeers is brought to you by a fantastic group of listeners known as the FGP Squad, our podcast fairy godparents, because it's their support via Patreon that help make these episodes of Podketeers possible. For more information on how you can become part of the FGP Squad family, we invite you to go to podketeers.com/FGP for more info. There you will find a list of some of our top contributors. You'll find a link to our page on podketeers.com, a link to Patreon, a little bit about what the FGP Squad is all about. And of course, if you have any questions, you can always reach out to us over on Instagram, on Facebook. We're happy to answer any questions that you might have. But being a part of the FGP Squad family gets you some additional perks like access to discount codes whenever we release new Podketeers gear, uploads, additional content that we've uploaded to Patreon, random giveaways, a special section of Discord, and more. So if you have any questions, again, please feel free to reach out to us. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have. And of course, to all of the members of the FGP Squad family, we just want to send a huge thank you for your continued support. Let's see. What do we have? Oh, before we move on, Monsters at Work, April 5th, we're getting a new season of that. Were nice. You were both fans of Monsters at Work, right?
Oh, I like anything monsters. It's just fun.
Okay. It was a good show. It's got the guy from Superstore and Henry Winkler and some other people in it. I don't remember who else is in it, but
yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while, but I do remember enjoying it. So I'm glad that we're getting.
Yeah, and you got a little
of
bit
that.
Of Mike and Sully in there every once in a while.
Yeah,
both reprising their roles, which is nice.
Yeah.
Kind of in there, which is fun. Yeah, it's a good show, so I'm excited for a second season. I'm glad it didn't go the way of Muppets Mayhem and some of these other shows where it just kind of got canceled for no good reason.
Yeah. We need to have a serious talk with Disney programming because some decisions, not so good.
They don't just need sense. To, like, they... I'm so mad about the Muppets, but we can talk. We need just a Muppets episode for a week and vent about the Muppets.
We should. Let's program that out.
All right.
Yeah.
Vent Muppet vent. Thing.
Yes.
So speaking of monsters, I weird tangent. I was listening to Blank Check the other day, and they kept bringing up in Monsters Inc.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the main villain? Do you think it's Waternoose or do you think it's Randall?
It's Waternoose.
Waternoose.
Yeah, but did Rand? So their question was, did Waternoose come up with the child sucky screamy machine, or did Randall come up with the child sucky screamy machine and then bring it to Waternoose, and Waternoose was desperate and took it from him? Who made the scream machine?
Isn't the person in charge of everything?
Yeah, and but if was... Rand, like it's in like okay. a secret back room, like secret room. Mm. I don't know.
I see where you're coming from. If Randall created it and brought it to Waternoose, I feel like it's one of those situations where it's kind of like AI, right? Like the developer says, hey, I created this really cool thing, but the person in charge that makes the call on how you use that technology is either the hero or the villain. So
yeah, makes sense.
Just because Randall created it, like, yeah, it worked, but it was Waternoose that said, let's use it.
Exactly.
Right? And he implemented it.
And he said, I kidnap 1,000 children before I let this company die.
Exactly. So even if Randall created it, it was in the hands of Waternoose to yay or nay the whole thing. So
well, there you go.
100% water news.
And also fart, or what's the Randall's other guy's name? I don't remember his.
Oh, his Mike.
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't remember.
I know
he's voiced by Frank Oz. Speaking of the Muppets.
It's gonna bother me now.
I don't know.
Yeah, somebody Google it.
All right. Well, we can bring up other things at all.
Michael, Google it while we're talking.
Let's see.
Okay. So we were talking about video games, and I wanted to bring up this video that Andrew actually sent to us.
Fungus. Sorry.
Fungus. That's okay. His name. Thank you.
Yay.
All right. So I'm going to switch screens here because Andrew sent us this video that was pretty interesting. It might look familiar to some people that have been playing Minecraft for a while, but check this out. So Universal Studios has released an official Minecraft park, and it looks like this is Universal Studios Florida.
Yeah, that seems to be the case. I don't know, it's hard to tell because all the things that they're showing are at both parks.
That's very true.
That's still really cool.
That one looks like Hollywood.
Yeah,
with the stairway that goes
with this
across.
Right here.
Yeah.
It could be. Either way, this is super cool. This, I'm not sure for those listening how many of you know this, but Minecraft has collaborated with other companies. There's actually a Disney World pack that you can purchase as an extension or like as an add-on for Minecraft. So this is, I don't know if one existed for Universal Studios. There were probably some fan-made ones in the past. But this seems to be the official one from Universal Studios. The Disney World one is also an official release. And I have to say, they're actually really cool to play. My son played it. It was like $4 or something to add the add-on. I think it was on sale, though. So don't quote me. I believe it was on sale when we bought it. But for $4 to add all of Disney World into Minecraft, super cool. You can get on the attractions and ride them.
Nice.
And so the first thing he took me to was Haunted Mansion. It was amazing.
Aww.
So I believe I have access. I could download Minecraft and just like share the screen. Maybe for one of the game videos that we do or on another episode I'll show you. But it looks super cool. And the fact that Universal Studios is doing this as well, I think, is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Since we are in this screen, I'm going to bring up the other video because this is something that Mel sent to us that I just, I'm so jealous of this. I need this in my life. Like,
oh, the sheds.
Yesterday.
The thing I was confused about.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Check this out.
When your dad wanted to bring Disney home.
I know for a fact I'm going to have to put the volume down on this one. How cool do these look?
They're fun.
There's Disneyland Railroad. Hey, that
hey,
little
the
familiar.
Quisneyland Railroad. Okay. This right here is amazing.
Yes, the lovely Haunted Mansion Lazy Boy recliners that everyone in Mansion
Everybody has. Wants them, right? Okay, yeah. So look, I've always wanted, like, I have a room that I can call my own office and everything in our house, and, you know, I feel very fortunate that I have that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can go to Home Depot and buy one of these sheds and spruce it up to look like the mansion, and I basically just go to my office in the backyard into this tiny haunted mansion that I can just decorate inside however I want, make that my office, make that the production studio, so to speak. How amazing and awesome would it be to have a tiny mansion in your backyard?
Hazen, I wish you lived closer because I'd be over at your house. We'd be building stuff all the time. I could.
Right.
You know what?
Right. Oh, man. I'm like, so everything in this video is fantastic. Mm-hmm. He's got a bunch of signs. There's all the little nuances to the different lands that they play homage to.
Landing.
Yeah.
That was
not
cool.
Lafayette, because it's spelt wrong.
Yeah. But each one of these is themed pretty well. And, you know, there isn't a lot of space, but especially this Pirates one, I think they make the most out of it.
Yeah,
right?
They all
have a couch. Everyone has a couch. This is the one thing I think is very funny, is they all have a couch or some recliners.
I mean,
recliners.
If you're going to go in there and just chill, read a book, you know, watch Pirates, like this little train station right here is so amazing, the Quisneyland. train station, so great. To have the space to be able to do something
exactly.
like this.
Exactly. Just to have that.
Yeah,
you
so
how
it
great
makes
this
me
Jungle Cruise one is.
Think about, so depending on where you live and like what kind of your city ordinances and stuff, most of the time anything under a 100 square feet, so a 10 by 10 room, which these look like, you don't have to get a permit for if you build.
Ooh.
So that's, I'm assuming that's probably what's going on here, is he built a bunch of 100-foot shacks. Oh, excuse me.
That's how you know
I'm
it's
tired.
Like midnight. Yeah.
It's totally midnight. I didn't like work really long today and was on a ladder or anything. But yeah. Oh, look, there's that's from, they had the little clock that was from, Hot Topic.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, so some, depending on your city ordinance, like you don't have to get a permit to do this, even if you're doing like cement, like these are cement foundations, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably how they're getting away with doing all these little rooms instead of doing like bigger ones.
Mm-hmm.
But this has so much invested in it as well.
Oh,
because
yeah.
If you look at them, they even have electrical running into them.
Yeah.
As soon as they switch into the room, you could see the power like running to the wall. See, they got the little.
Well, it's just a bunch
right
of extensions.
There.
No, there's no. Is there an outlet?
Yeah,
or is
like
that just
Disneyland.
A bundle of? Oh no, because look, there's a switch to the right.
There's
of the
a
window,
switch right here.
And
you can see the box.
To the top.
Yeah.
Yep,
so
okay.
there's electrical running
yep, there's
to these.
There's power.
So that's probably what I would want to do. I would get myself a nice shed from Home Depot, or maybe Costco has it cheaper, I don't know, and then insulate it properly, right? Once it's insulated, add some electrical, make it look all mansion-y, and then that's where I go to work. I work in the Haunted Mansion in my backyard.
Dude,
you just have Leota
you're
floating
need,
behind
like,
you.
Fake gravestones and just make that around so that people could like avoid. Because you know how some people get creeped out? Make a few like burial plots.
That would be great. And then I would, if you go around the right side of the mansion, I can put like little like animal gravestones and have my own little pet cemetery that's behind like a little gate or something.
There you go.
It's going to happen. It's
gonna
happen.
That would be fun.
All right, Andrew. We're going to have to fly you down here or something.
All right.
We're going to have to build this thing.
I'll pack my tools up.
I love it. All right. Well, I think it's time that we jump into. Oh, look. March Mayhem shirt.
March
Mayhem. Yeah.
Wait, no, that's not.
Was that the theme song?
I don't
remember
know.
What you made the theme song last time.
Wop, 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 wop. It's something like that.
Oh, yeah, it was a scuttle rendition.
It was.
I'm going to have to pull it from that episode and just create an audio clip that we can play.
All right, March Mayhem talk. I'll record something new. I'll come up with a new theme of me saying a bunch of weird random things.
That's great. Okay, so here's what's happening for March Mayhem this year. Instead of just randomly adding a bunch of characters, we decided to take a slightly different approach. So we haven't even workshopped this outside of the episode. We wanted to come in completely fresh. The one thing that each of us was required to do was to come up with a list of 16 Simpsons characters. Now, of those 16, obviously each one of us has a specific order that we want to see them in. The only rule that I want to throw out there, and this is the rule that we used last year, or pretty much every year, it's kind of what I learned from Gavin and kind of how I've approached each bracket, is the first four picks have to land in each corner. Mm-hmm. That way, because there are top four picks, mm-hmm. they have a chance of essentially, you know, going up against each other, but they also go up against all the other characters. So the only rule that we have is our first four will end up in one of the corners. Outside of that, the idea behind these lists is that we're going to see where we agree on placement, and the brackets will just be assigned numerically. Like, we're in the upper right, in the upper left hand corner will be one, in the upper right hand corner will be two, lower left will be three, lower right will be four. That is our top four. From there, we're just going to go straight down on each side. Mm-hmm. So two through whatever is going to be on the left side, and then 9 through 16 will be on the right-hand side. Make sense?
Got it.
Perfect. So, yep. Mel, I believe this was your suggestion. Let's kick it off with your first four.
Okay.
And then we will compare our four and see where we land on placement.
There's sure. no way mine are any of yours, but I'm very curious.
You never know.
Yeah. You never know.
You never know, because you took like most of my first
That's
six,
true.
Don't worry.
That's true. We weren't expecting any
we
overlap
have the same
for the
brain,
draft.
Apparently, Melissa. Nope.
So for number one, I'm gonna give an option and have you guys, you know, decide on it. I was thinking, of course, it has to be Homer, but I was also thinking, should we have him as Mr. Plow? So
oh.
I have those two.
Mr. Plow, that's yeah. my name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
And then I have Bart, Maggie, and then Itchy and Scratchy. I was like,
oh, you have them as a duo.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because okay. they come as a duo. You can't really...
Itchy and Scratchy and Poochie.
And Poochie.
We could
hey,
do
kids!
That.
Now I have Mr. Plow in my head. Now I have, wow, Linda Ronstadt! Señor Plow, si no es macho, es solamente un borracho.
See, exactly. So maybe we'll have him as Mr. Plow. I mean, it's iconic, so...
oh, man. Okay, so... Andrew, who do you have as your number one?
My number one is Sideshow Bob.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
Because my number one is Homer.
Well, there you go. Number one. The number one's got to be Homer.
Okay.
That's just kind of like, it kind of, you know what? Two against one.
Well, who I are mean, your who I are can... your two, three, and four?
Okay. Mm-hmm. My, oh, wait. No, this shouldn't be there. Hold on. Give me 1 second. I had a one out of order. Number two, Krusty the Clown.
Ooh, Crunchy the Clown.
Number three, Maggie.
Ah.
Number four, Groundskeeper Willie.
Okay.
Hi, Willie.
There you go. So me and Melissa shared Maggie in our top four.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And
so...
Hazen's is Homer, Bart, Lisa, Marge.
In that almost exact order. Homer, Bart, Marge, Lisa.
Wow.
Yeah. So the reasoning behind it is that, one, they're the core characters, and I feel like they're kind of the powerhouse characters that most people are going to know for mm-hmm. the competition.
Eh.
So trying to figure out like other characters that might go well against them, I think is going to be key. So, I just chose them. And ironically enough, I didn't place Maggie anywhere on my list.
Really?
Because, I mean, yeah, because she's just going to go around shooting everybody like she shot Mr. Burns. And yes.
She's awesome,
I don't
though.
Care if that got retconned and Homer was like, oh, it's like that time I shot Mr. Burns and then placed it on Maggie. No.
She did it.
It was Maggie.
It was Maggie.
Okay. let's see.
I figured that the top four would be those. Like, on every list, they're the top four. And so I just was like, not going to do it. And I didn't put them on my list anywhere.
Okay. All right.
But
so
I am completely happy to put those four as one and through four in any direction. I don't know what Melissa feels like.
I mean,
like,
we had half already.
Yeah.
Well, no, not really.
So, Mel, tell me your 2, 3, and 4 again.
Bart, Maggie, and Itchy and Scratchy.
And Itchy and Scratchy. All right. I'm going to jot these down so we can compare. Andrew, what were your top four order again?
Sideshow Bob, Krusty the Clown, Maggie, Groundskeeper Willie.
Groundskeeper Willie. Do you... Okay, so here's... Because I kind of like where you're going here. Mel, do you have Krusty
on my list?
Or Groundskeeper Willie
I do.
On your list?
Or Sideshow Bob?
Yes.
Or Sideshow Bob?
Yes.
What number is Sideshow Bob on yours?
Hold on. Let me count. He's 11.
Okay. Sideshow Bob on my list is 14.
Okay.
So if we average all those numbers.
Yeah, I think, I mean.
All right, I'll tell you right now.
If it's a common character.
Plus 11 plus.
I think that's fair, right?
Yeah.
Divided by 3 is
8.6.
So it would be 9.
Eight.
No, because it's over 9.
Oh, because it's
round
over
off.
5. Yeah, so,
or so,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sideshow Bob is in slot 9.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Not bad. Not bad. And are we agreeing that Homer is 1 right out of the gate then? Because we both matched up on 1?
I'm completely fine with it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Homer will be 1. My Bart was number 2. And same for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have Bart on my list, so 2
so
it is.
So 2 it is? Okay, so Bart is number 2. All right. My number 3 is Marge. And did either of you have Marge on your list?
No.
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 Okay, let me cross out Marge. Interesting.
But we both, Melissa and I both have Maggie, and you don't have Maggie.
Mm.
And where was
And you both have it as your 3rd, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3.
Maggie's number 3 then.
Maggie's number 3. Sorry,
okay.
Marge.
Maggie's number 3.
It's a Homer and the Kids episode.
Hey, all right. Okay.
I almost had Lisa on my list, and I switched her for Maggie.
So you don't have Lisa at all?
I don't have Lisa.
Oh, okay. That's interesting, because I have Lisa as 4.
I know.
All right, so Lisa's out then.
Well, not necessarily, but because I'm sure there's plenty that, but out of the top 4 at least.
From the top 4, yeah. Okay. My number 5 is Ned Flanders.
Oh, okay.
Do either of you have Flanders on your list?
I do.
I also have Flanders. Flanders is 7 for me on my list.
Okay. Mel, where do you have him?
I have him as 10.
Okay. What are we looking at, Andrew?
7.
All right. Slot number 7 taken up by Flanders.
For Flanders.
Oakley doakley doo.
I wrote down Flanders or Stupid Sexy Flanders.
Oh, let's do Stupid Sexy Flanders.
Is that the skiing one?
I don't remember what it is, but it's something in Homer's brain.
Oh,
like he's
okay.
having some kind of memory of Flanders where he's like flexing or something.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Stupid Sexy Flanders is in my head. All right. I have Crunchy the Clown as number 6.
And he's my number 2.
He's your 2.
Melissa.
He's
Mel.
My 5.
Five.
He's
I think
five.
I think that's gonna be our number 4.
Okay.
I mean, it's 4.3.
Okay, so he's 4.
So Krusty the Clown, number 4. Our top
Fantastic.
4. Homer, Bart, Maggie, Krusty the Clown.
Hey, I mean.
Hey, kids.
Hey,
yeah, anyway, works.
I need to.
Hey, kids.
There we go.
All right, number seven for me is Most Heaven.
I have that's number seven for you. I have Mo at 11.
I don't have Mo.
And Melissa doesn't have Mo.
Oh.
If we average ours out, that puts it to 9. But maybe we should see if we have what we have. If we what our
but
next
I'm in the same category.
So we have a pending Mo.
We have
Sideshow
Mo.
Bob at 9 right now.
Yeah.
So I'm put him on the side to see what's missing at the end.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's just keep going and see what other ones we have in common, and then we can fill in with the ones that we have just pairs of. Then I think that's where we start going to.
Right. Okay. My number 8
is Ralph Wiggum.
I have Ralph Wiggum at number 16.
Okay.
I don't have him.
And Melissa doesn't have Ralph Wiggum.
No.
Okay.
Ralph off to the side. Sorry, Ralphie. Ralphie boy.
What does he average out to?
I don't know. What 24 8? Divided by 3 is 8.
Okay, well, I mean, we don't have an 8 yet, so.
I mean, if we divided it just by 2, it would be 12.
Well, that's true. Yeah. All right. So we'll do it by, well, let's do it by 3 because there's 3 of us.
Yeah. All right, well, let's figure it out. Let's see if we got, what else we got covered up. Keep going. What
all
do
right.
we got?
My next one is Grandpa Simpson.
I got Grandpa, but we're going to keep going. Mine was 12.
You don't have him, Mel?
No.
Oh, sheesh. Okay. What are we averaging Grandpa
6.
To?
6.3, so 6.
Okay, we don't have a 6 yet either. Okay. My next one is... C. Montgomery Burns.
Oh, I have Mr. Burns.
I have
you don't
Smithers.
Have Mr. Burns?
I have Smithers.
What number was your Mr. Burns?
Minus 10. What was yours?
9.
Oh, man.
That's another 6.
And then when you had mentioned Mo, I have Barney.
I have Barney on my list.
I have Barney on my list.
All right.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wait, I do not.
Aww.
Ah. Okay, keep going down your list, Hazen, and we'll figure out see if we have anybody else.
I have Dr. Nick.
Yes.
I have Dr. Nick.
I have him as 11 on mine.
11. Dr. Nick is 14 on mine, Melissa.
Yeah, 14.
14.
Okay.
Divided by 3. Dr. Nick is 13.
All right.
I think the ones that I think we might have to adjust this where the ones that we all have in common should be a higher seed, even though they're not like what
I agree.
Average out to.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be for a Hazen to figure out post facto when we post the thing. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Let's see. My next one is Chief Wiggum.
I do not have Chief Wiggum.
I don't either.
Oh, no. Okay.
Bye, Chief. No more donuts for you.
Bye, Chief Wiggum. Number 13 is, hi, I'm actor Troy McClure.
Yeah, I have him.
I don't have Troy McClure. But
what number do you have Troy McClure at, Mel?
15, but I have
okay.
him.
Okay.
That is a 9.3 for Troy McClure.
So Sideshow Bob is already 9.
Yeah. So he's a number 2, another 2. We're gonna, well, like I said, if we're gonna reseed everybody, if we don't have this many overlaps, we'll see.
All right,
we're getting close to the end.
Here's at my 14 is where I have Sideshow Bob.
Gotcha.
But we already seeded him at 9.
We already did Sideshow Bob. Yep.
Yeah. 15.
Ha ha. Nelson Muntz.
I don't have Nelson on my list either.
I don't have him, and I regret that. I don't have him.
Oh, man. So far, you've knocked 4 off my list. 16, Milhouse.
I don't have Milhouse.
Get out. What?
I don't. No.
All okay. right, so I'll go through my list. Now. I'll go through my list now and see. We'll see how Melissa and I stack up against each other.
Okay, so just from what I have Sideshow Bob, Krusty, Maggie, and Groundskeeper Willie as your top 4, right?
Yes.
Okay, so
top
what's
4.
Next?
Number 5, Barney. I know Melissa had Barney.
Yep.
At okay. 1, Melissa.
11?
What number did you have Barney at?
6.
Ooh, 5. That puts Barney at number 4. But that, I think this averaging
out. That's crunchy.
I think I have to divide it by 2 or it doesn't make the makes doesn't make
that's
the math.
True.
Math.
Yeah.
So which
we'll have to go back
and
do
half.
That for Troy McClure.
So anyway, my next is Santa's Little Helper. I'm All Alone on Santa's Little Helper. Okay. Then I have Ned Flanders, 7. 8, Professor Frink.
Nope.
9, Mr. Burns. 10, Comic Book Guy.
Yes.
Where is your Comic Book Guy, Melissa?
16.
10 plus 16 divided by 2 is 13.
But that's Dr. Nick is 13.
Guy? That's our... Yeah, well, we'll figure it out. Yeah. Dr. Nick we all had, so they're going to go get bumped up. And then I have Mo, which we talked about. I have Grandpa Simpson. 13 is Fat Tony.
Fat Tony.
I'm not
taking with that laugh. Melissa does not have Fat Tony.
No, but that's a good choice.
And
a
then
good choice.
Number 14, I have Dr. Nick. Number 15, I have Mr. Teeny, Krusty's monkey.
Oh.
Smoking a cigar.
How can't you like that? And then 16, I have Ralph Wiggum. Melissa's list is going to be like Sherry and Terry and I don't know.
No.
Patty and Selma.
No. All right, Melissa, let's hear your list so we can see what's left.
So what's
left? First four I have for you, Mel, is Homer, Bart, Maggie, Itchy, and Scratchy, right?
Mm-hmm. And then it's Krusty the Clown, Barney.
Wait, Krusty's your number 5 or 6?
4.
Krusty's your 5?
I mean, my 5. Oh. Sorry. It's because I put the number next to it, like where we placed
Got
them.
It. Okay.
I can't count. Then I have Barney, Mr. Smithers, and the Krabappel.
Oh, my God, Mrs. Krabappel.
Yeah. Willie. And then I have Flanders, of course. Sideshow Bob. King and Kodos.
Oh. The aliens.
You had
yes.
to have those on there. I knew you were going to have those on there somewhere.
And then Dr. Hibbert, because I couldn't decide on him and Dr. Nick. I liked both. And then Troy McClure and then Comic Book Guy.
Okay. Hmm. Okay, so Troy McClure. All right, so I'm going to mark Homer as taken here since... Bart has been sorted into his house as well.
Mm-hmm. And Slytherin.
Flanders was also sorted into his house. He's Hufflepuff.
Is that the yellow one? I'm the yellow one.
Yeah.
It is.
Yellow one.
Krusty.
I took the quiz online.
Taken. Homer's taken.
I always forget what it is. I just know it's yellow.
Bart. Andrew, what was your 7? What was after Santa's Little Helper?
Ned Flanders.
Flanders. Okay.
Oakley. Hmm. Dokley.
So we have 9.
So I say we shove everybody up that we all agreed on.
Okay. So of everyone.
In their order.
Of everyone that we've scored, and we had. At least 2 of, we currently have 14.
Oh, okay.
So we technically only need to select 2 more characters to round out the bracket.
Gotcha.
Cool.
So can you read us what we have now that we, at least 2 of us agreed upon so we know who to put in there?
Do you want me to read them in numeric order where they fall?
Up to you. I don't care. Or it can be a surprise, however you want
it
to be.
I have resorted them into the order.
Okay.
Like some have duplicate numbers because of their average. Keep that in mind. But
gotcha.
So we can kind of rearrange them however. But
gotcha.
We have Homer 1, Bart 2, Maggie 3, Krusty 4, Barney 5, Grandpa Simpson and Mr. Burns were both 6.
Uh-huh.
Flanders was 7. Ralph Wiggum was 8. Sideshow Bob, Moe, and Troy McClure were 9.
Ooh.
Dr. Nick and Comic Book Guy were 13.
And those are our things.
Yeah. So those were the scores, minus the decimals for them. So we need to agree on two more. Then we have to agree on the final
placement
order after the first four.
So here's my proposal. Since I feel bad and I think they should probably be on there, but we didn't put them on there, I think Marge and Lisa got to go on there.
As the final two characters?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. We got the rest of the family on there. Like, they're not on my list. But now I'm, like, seeing it. And I'm like, should we really, like, you know, I'd rather Grandpa be on there because I think Grandpa's funnier than Marge and Lisa. But
exactly,
I don't know if...
Yeah.
I mean, we can agree on, you know, if we'd rather have Grandpa... Did we have Grandpa on the list already?
He's on here.
Oh, well, then never mind. He's on.
He and Mr. Burns tied for six.
Okay, sorry. I was half paying attention.
So of the two characters, I would say I would prefer Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
If we have to choose between Marge and Lisa, I would say let's go with Lisa.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so Lisa
let's put
will
Lisa.
Be 15 or 16 at this point.
I like Melissa's itchy and scratchy
as a duo.
I kind of like that as a monkey wrench in there. I don't know how you feel about it, but I kind of like that itchy and scratchy wild card in there. Well, how do you feel about that? I mean, I love Mr. Teeny to be in there because a monkey smoking a cigar is hilarious, but you know, itchy and scratchy kind of is a staple there at the Simpsons.
Yeah.
They're violent.
How did Groundskeeper Willie not end up?
I have him on my list.
We gotta sort. I think we gotta resort these afterwards because I think the averages were going weird.
Yeah, because I don't have Groundskeeper Willie on the final list, and if two of us had him.
Oh, you don't have Groundskeeper Willie?
He's not on there, yeah.
All right, well, there he is.
Yeah.
Groundskeeper Willie is the last one, and Lisa.
Okay. All right, so final order, TBD.
Well, TBD.
TBD.
But characters we figured out at least.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we will be revealing the final bracket on our Instagram, over on Discord as well. So if you want to participate, a quick reminder, once we begin, March Mayhem at this point will launch on March 11th. To keep an eye on Instagram because voting will happen in our Instagram stories. Each poll or each matchup will be up for 24 hours from the time that we post it. And every day we'll post a new matchup until we go through the entire bracket. So the final bracket reveal will be posted in the blog post for this episode, podketeers.com/507. If you want to download an image of the bracket, you can either get it there or you can get it on Discord. Fill it out as far as how you think it's all going to go down. Traditionally, what we do is everybody posts their predictions up on Discord or they send us a copy over on Instagram. We post it, and whoever comes the closest, we send a little prize to. So, final bracket, TBD.
And is
now
it
going to
be Brian again?
And is it going to be Brian again? Because Brian, FGP squad member Brian, is so good at these.
Yes.
Of everyone that's played, I think Brian has the most wins as far as predicting or getting super close to predicting the winner each time around. So good luck to everyone facing Brian at this point.
Right.
Okay, so again, just a reminder, top four in each of the four corners, we're going to have Homer, Bart, Maggie, and Krusty. And then somewhere sprinkled in there, we're going to have Barney, Grandpa Simpson, Mr. Burns, Flanders, Ralph Wiggum, Sideshow Bob, Moe, Troy McClure, Dr. Nick, Comic Book Guy, Lisa, and Groundskeeper Willie.
All right.
So there we go. Bracket is coming.
Chaos list.
Right?
This one, you know, but putting the list together this way was actually super fun. I don't know about you, but I really enjoyed putting it together this way instead of just randomizing it. Because in the past, what I've done is I've just assigned a random number outside of the top four corners, right? Because the way that I was taught, like Gavin always told me, you always want to put like the biggest features in the corners, because that way if they end up winning, they all have the opportunity to face each other in the finals, semifinals, or the championship. Outside of that, I was just assigning, using a random number generator, I was assigning the other numbers. But I like this technique.
Let's keep doing it then. It was fun.
Yeah.
And like, hey, this episode, there you go. We had a whole episode about it.
Right? Can I
throw listen to? I don't know, maybe. I hope you had fun listening to it.
Yeah. I had a fun, well, this is actually for Jerry, because he was like, you should tell them this one, this honorable mention, because, you know, we always usually have them. His was Michael Jackson. Just
Michael
a throwback.
Jackson would have been a good one. Lisa, it's your birthday.
I almost put Weird Al on there on my list.
There's
as
so
a joke, because there's are like
do.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
In their underwear,
Conan.
I guess. Yeah. Oh, Conan. There's so many guest spots. Oh, by the way, speaking of guest spots, just to wrap this up with a bow, since we were talking about the book of Bill, Alex Hirsch
is coming on the podcast.
Is coming on the podcast. Hirsch on Podcateers.
Finally.
Has confirmed there is an opening with Bill Cipher in Moe's Tavern with other characters sitting down at a booth, and he yells out as part of, you know, the opening. And Alex Hirsch has confirmed Bill Cipher is now canon to the Simpsons universe.
Interesting.
That's
like it's
cool.
A yet to be aired episode is what
No, it's an episode.
Oh.
I will find it. I'll send
you
the clip.
Okay.
But he has confirmed that, yes, if Bill is going from universe to universe, now he appeared there. And he's appeared in other stuff. Like, he's in Rick and Morty. He's in, I believe he's in an episode of Amphibia. Or I think it's Grunkle Stan that they parody in Amphibia. He's in quite a few other things.
Back
Either way.
The Future Part 3.
He's in all of them. You know, he's what was the last one?
The
Matrix Reloaded,
Time.
Land Before Time 9, 10, and 14.
Yeah.
So he's there. All right. That's going to wrap it up for this episode. A reminder, we got Quizneyland up this week. Andrew, do you have a little sneak peek of what's coming up in this week's Quizneyland?
Yeah, Quizneyland. We're going to be talking about, I just had like a big blank on what Quizneyland is going to be about. Quizneyland. How about I do this? I bring up the picture that I make, because that is the easiest way
that
to. I just like recorded this like 2 days ago. I was on top of it and recorded it early this time. But we're going to be talking about hotels, Night at the Museum, Lorcana, Disneyland birthdays.
Oh. Right on.
Cool.
Lorcana collectors this week, Into the Inklands, I believe is what the next one is called, is releasing on March 8th. So if you are looking for that, Disney Store, I almost called it Shop Disney, DisneyStore.com will have those in stock. They're supposed to have, I was going to say, they're supposed to have everything in stock. I don't know if they're going to have everything, but
may the odds
according
ever be in your
to
favor.
It, they'll have it, yeah. Into the Inklands releasing this March 8th at 8 a.m. Pacific time. So make sure that you are there. They're supposed to have the general booster packs. They're supposed to have the gift set, the Illumineers Trove, and each of the starter decks as well. So if you're into the game or want to jump into the game, this is not sponsored, but DisneyStore.com sponsor us. They will be available. Cross my fingers, because that's where I'm hoping to get them. So that's it. That's going to wrap it up. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep moving forward, and always remember to pass on the magic. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
Bye.
See ya.
part of the Podcateers Network.